And this one goes out to all the Rachels. To close our week of the Rachels, we hit Peak Rachel as our resident Rachel correspondent, Rachel Andrews, shares some of the film, TV and literary Rachels she's been enjoying.
A TV show I used to watch all the time is Friends. I probably would watch it now too, except that my TV is broken. And anyway, even if my TV was working, it would be hogged by other people, so I wouldn't get a chance. But in the mid-90s, when Friends was really big, I did watch it, and I was quite into the whole Rachel and Ross on-off thing. I didn't watch Friends then for a really long time, but I started watching it again after I had a baby, when my brain was exhausted, but I was wide awake and I needed something to kind of take me out of myself. A book I liked is Rachel Cusk's novel Outline, published a few years ago. I remember reading that after Cusk wrote her two memoirs, one about having children, the second about her divorce, she said she felt she had suffered a kind of creative death, like she didn't know how she was going to even write anymore. And for me, what was exciting about it was how she approached the form, what she was trying to do with the writing. In the novel, the narrator, who's named Faye, she's almost an absence. She doesn't talk, but she listens to other people tell their stories. And I guess most of us do try to be at the center of our own story all the time. So I found that really interesting. A film I liked was about Time, and it starred Rachel McAdams and Donald Gleeson. It's not a serious film, and I came across it by chance on TV. That was back when my TV was working. It was late one night.
I don't believe in an interventionist God.
It's a romantic comedy, and I don't really watch a ton of romantic comedies, but this one was quite charming. Again, it's kind of easy to watch. Flawed, of course. It was directed by Richard Curtis. He did Four Weddings and a Funeral, so it's not quite as good as that one, because that's pretty sparky in terms of, I guess, the lines and the comedy, and particularly Hugh Grant was great in it. This one, but it has the same sort of milieu going on, I suppose. You have like upper class, well-off white people who manage to live in London on the salary of like a publishing assistant or something, and don't seem to have any trouble with money. But the characters are all really nice and nobody's mean to each other, and so that makes it easy to watch.
Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms.
I do like Rachel's Song by Vangelis, which comes from the soundtrack of Blade Runner. It's called Rachel's Song. I think I somehow must have missed out on the Blade Runner mania the first time around, and I actually didn't even see the follow-up movie either, but my partner's really into Blade Runner and got me to watch it some time back. I don't remember it really that well, but I remember the atmosphere particularly, this feeling of bleakness and dystopia, and the soundtrack theme kind of reflects this feeling, so that stayed with me. Recently, I watched an interesting talk by Rachel Hertz, and she's a leading expert on the psychological science of smell. And basically, the talk was all about the fact that your emotions are directly tied to the smells that you experience. In the talk, she's talking about the fact that smell affects our lives. And for example, if your nose is blocked, it affects the way food tastes. So if you lose your sense of smell completely, you can't really enjoy food anymore. So it was a good talk to watch, and reminded me how good it is to be able to smell, especially today, because I have a cold and my nose is blocked, and so I can't smell anything.
The Rachel likes of Rachel Andrews there, and there's plenty more Rachels in this week's Culture File Weekly when we take a dip with songwriter Rachel Lavelle and hear from Rachel Grimes, one of the founders of the band Rachels. That's all in the Culture File Weekly coming up just after 7 here on RTE Lyric FM.